The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. As we're settling into the sitting time, remembering these three wholesome intentions that the Buddha talks about, this aspect of the Eightfold Path, the intention of renunciation, the intention of kindness, the intention of non-harming, compassion. In a very immediate, direct way, this is the movement of goodness right here, right now in the heart. It's trustworthy, this refuge of Sangha. Of course, there are many intentions that are available in the moment. So it's a matter of wisdom and faith that there are these wholesome intentions, even if they're faint, the intention to let go, to put down the load, to let things be, the intention to be kind and soft, forgiving, the intention not to harm. Not to strike out at ourselves, not to strike out in our mind at someone else. Knowing that life is difficult for all of us, how can I be anything but kind at this time? So whether you formally reflect on these three wise intentions, these three right intentions of renunciation or generosity, the intention of kindness, the intention of non-harming or compassion, or just in a more general sense, moment by moment, showing up to the experience now in a good way, with intentions that are trustworthy, intentions that set in motion only good. So again, we're just practicing being here, relating to the present moment in a way that immediately feels right or good, wholesome, not being a cause for tension, for suffering. And this activity of following and tuning in to wholesome intention, it's just a natural expression of caring for this life here. Because we care, we're happy, we're interested in attuning to wholesome intention now, acting out of wholesome intentions, wholesome motivations, in this really simple way of just being here in the moment. Is it possible to be relating in a beautiful, kindly way now? And even if the mind is being rebellious and acting out in not so wholesome ways, is it possible to relate to that acting out in a beautiful and wholesome way, in a way that has some real integrity? Taking refuge and being Sangha. We're just inviting up the deepest good here in the heart, letting it express itself in this simple activity of sitting relatively still, relatively relaxed, being relatively present, but with these intentions to be good, to be kind, not to harm at all, to put down any unnecessary weight, not to hold let things be, keep it simple. Is the heart, is the mind capable of being good right now? Or do we have some fixed idea that it's far away or not available? Relating, showing up in a really generous way, in a kind way, deeply committed to not setting in motion unnecessary suffering for myself, for others. Appreciating the goodness, the wholesome intentions that this mind, this heart is capable of attuning to. At least in moments, for moments at a time. Such a simple and beautiful way to take care of this life, to align for the mind, the heart, to align itself with these wholesome intentions to be generous, kind, and compassionate now. Not in an abstract or theoretical sense, but directly, immediately with the way it is. In the moment, this body, this mind, these conditions. What does goodness look like, feel like here and now? I take refuge in this goodness. I take refuge in Sangha. Caring enough to be intimate, and caring enough to be relating to the present moment, the conditions of the mind and body here, in skillful ways, with a generous heart, the heart knows that knows how to let go, the kind heart, kind intentions, and this deep value in not harming and not setting emotion suffering at all. Not planting seeds of suffering. If we can't align with goodness here and now, why would we suppose that it will be easier later or at some other time in our life? And of course, because the mind has taken refuge in this goodness, this Sangha, these generous and kind and compassionate intentions, then it's possible to take refuge in Dharma or Dhamma, being intimate, connecting, seeing and feeling and allowing everything to be. Notice what a relief it is, what a release it is to be aware in this simple and continuous way with the conditions of the moment. Not to run away, not to hide, not to need to fix or change. Really sensing, if you can, this refuge of Dhamma or Dharma, the way things are now, as a refuge. There's something really deeply safe about connecting, sustaining present moment awareness with the conditions that are already here now in the moment. Nowhere to go, nothing that needs to be fixed. This is how it is now. Taking refuge in the way things are. Everything belongs. I take refuge in Dhamma, the way things are now. this open and inclusive presence, knowing the activity of the present moment, body and mind. So let it be an exploration. Is it a refuge to connect with the way things are? Is it a refuge to not need things to be different than they are right now? Is there a real relief in not having to run, not having to hide, not having to fix, not needing things to be different? This is how it is. Can this be okay? I take refuge in Dhamma, the way things are. And because of this intimacy, this willingness to take refuge in the way things are, we can explore the refuge of Buddha. This inherent freedom, this profound release of all attachment, all clinging, precisely in the experience of being intimate, we explore this refuge of Buddha, not clinging, not holding, not needing to intend anything, but just giving permission. like a free fall, allowing things to be, allowing everything to move, to come and go. Not needing to possess anything. Not owning the likes and dislikes that might arise. So in a simple way, it doesn't require thought, just curious about the possibility of freedom, this unshakable release of the heart. The refuge of the Buddha isn't about trying to be free. It's more a curiosity of freedom that's already here. Freedom for its own sake. That's something I have to do in order to become free. Realizing that this is already okay. Already everything moving, happening on its own. Is there any freedom to be realized here? I take refuge in Buddha. Everything is coming and going. Everything is nature, not self. I take refuge in the effortlessness of this movement.